And the sorority has just grown so tremendously. We're small but mighty, but we've done some outstanding community projects. The growth has been just tremendous.
That is 84-year-old Rowena Adams-Jones. She was sitting in the Jones Academic Success Center at UB's Governor's Complex. It is a center named in her honor. Jones served at the university for 26 years.
And I set up three student centers, two at Ellicott Complex and here at Governor's. And it was when Governor's decided to refurbish the center, that's when they decided to name it after me for all the services that I had given, for, and it was a joy.
There are only two African-American women that have a building named after them at UB. One is Mary Burnett Talbert, founder of the Niagara Movement. The other is Jones. Jones is a 65-year member of Delta Sigma Theta. She joined that sorority in 1948 while attending the University of Pittsburgh. Now, Buffalo is one of the smallest chapters in the country with almost 100 members. Bigger cities like Chicago have up to 600 members. But Buffalo's sorority members and its leadership are spirited.
It's been awesome to see the growth of our women and how they have excelled. And I think the sky's the limit. Whatever they feel they want to do, they've done it, and they've done it successfully. I've just been so proud.
The sorority has over 900 chapters in the U.S. and internationally, with more than 200,000 educated African-American women. Part of its focus is on political awareness and involvement and promoting a healthy lifestyle. But first and foremost, education is the sorority's mission. Dr. Lillian Williams is Associate Professor of Translational Studies at UB and a chapter member.
If you look at our chapter, if you look at Buffalo Alumni chapter, it's interesting that in the beginning, in the 60s and 70s, most of the members were teachers or educational administrators. Now they are doctors, they are lawyers, they're dentists, they are vice presidents of corporations, CEOs, journalists. And they've just grown tremendously.
In her university classroom, Williams often reminds her students of the many rights that were fought for blacks.
In fact, I constantly have to remind my students that these events occurred, and they marvel. In fact, they disbelieve me, essentially, when I give them the dates. So the incredulous expressions are, she must have made a mistake. And then I repeat it and tell them, and they're just amazed at such progress.
And one of the rights was to vote for both women and African Americans. Karen Fleming Stanley is also with the sorority. She serves in Buffalo as the chair of the Michigan Street African American Heritage Commission. Fleming Stanley says one of the sorority's very first service projects by the Alpha chapter at Howard University was about voting rights. This was fought 100 years ago.
Because for those young ladies who were college students in 1913 to step out in such almost a sacrilegious, you know, how can you have to, you're here to study. You're not here to be in a civil movement, you know, civil unrest, a march in Washington for women to vote. Get back to the classroom. Go back to your place.
Fast forward in time, and the last 22 years, the Buffalo chapter has been part of the Historically Black College Tour and College Preparation Program, identifying 25 to 30 students who want to make the most of applying for college.
They take a bus trip to D.C. and they visit Howard University, which happens to be the birthplace of Delta Sigma Theta, as well as other historically black colleges in that D.C. area. And for many of those students, some of them were unsure as to whether they would go to college at all, and others, it's their first time on a historically black college campus, and that's very exciting for them too.
But the Buffalo chapter not only conducts its mission in this region, but across the globe. Both Fleming Stanley and Williams say it's involved in education of girls in Africa.
Just promoting healthy lifestyles and health initiatives in other countries is something that we're equally interested in, especially
Our chapter is paid for water wells in Kenya. Mm-hmm. We have a partnership locally here with Future in Our Hands USA, which is a mission group that goes to Kenya every year, and we send them with additional money to help them build a new well each year. And we take that for granted again here in the United States.
Those well waters are a game changer for village girls in Africa. The young women no longer are forced to walk miles and miles to retrieve water. Instead, they now have more time to concentrate on their education. This is something the local Delta Sigma Theta members are very proud to be a part of. The strength of this African-American sorority is worn proudly through its colors, chrism and white, chrism standing for courage, white for purity.
We are a group, a sisterhood of college-educated women committed to service and targeting helping our Black community.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.